An NBA committee is meeting today to talk about the next steps in removing LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Sterling was banned for life from his team this week after racist comments he made were released to the public. Stephanie Case has more.
It's been 2 days since NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced Sterling's ban, but there's already talk about who will take over as owner. Downtown at the Staples Center, fans were split on who they thought should replace Sterling.
I would love to see Magic own it.
The dream owner would be Magic, of course.
I'd give it to Floyd Mayweather. That's my opinion.
Oprah. She's awesome. She does everything.
She gives all over the place. I think it's a good candidate for her to be.
A big possibility is Magic Johnson, who, along with the Guggenheim Trust, own the Dodgers. Also in the running are a list of billionaires, Oprah Winfrey, software giant Larry Ellison, and DreamWorks co-founder David Geffen, who announced yesterday that they were interested in bidding on the team as a group. The trio is worth about a combined $60 billion. That's more than three times the net worth of the NBA's current wealthiest owner, the Portland Trailblazers' Paul Allen. And the Guggenheim Trust is worth more than triple that, over $200 billion. ClipsNation.com's Lucas Hand says this gives them an edge.
I would say if Johnson and the Guggenheim Group decide that they're interested, then they will definitely be able to purchase the team. If they pursue the team, they'll be able to outbid anyone. But unlike Geffen, Ellison, and Winfrey, they haven't yet announced that they're going to make a bid.
Hand says either group would be a strong move.
You know, with Magic Johnson as the figurehead, would definitely be making a strong statement, especially after Donald Sterling's specific remarks towards Magic Johnson. Even with the other group, with Oprah Winfrey being involved, I think there's a strong statement by having an African-American owner, regardless of which group between those two ends up getting the team.
But before anyone new can take over, the NBA must decide how to move forward with Sterling's case. According to the NBA Constitution and bylaws, the Board of Governors would need a 3/4 vote, that's 22 of 29 owners, to force Sterling to sell the team. Hand says that a unanimous vote is close to a sure thing. And if Sterling is forced to sell, he could make close to $1.5 billion.
So they can force him out of owning a franchise, but the team itself is still his property. He bought it. When it sold, he still gets the profits from it. Just being a racist, while it's reprehensible, it's not enough for him to lose property over.
In the upcoming weeks, the NBA will decide on the next steps. Stephanie Case, Annenberg Radio News.